appear before God and say, God, even though I was in a church and everything looks good, but I trust that I live the life that you really want me to live, not the standard of the world that is creeping into the church. Today, if you look at what we looked at last week, we're talking about different orientations of the world that is coming to us. And we studied kings, a couple of kings, from Solomon to David. We didn't talk more about Solomon, but we talked about the son, Rehoboam, Jeroboam, the downwards all the way to Asa, the king. And we saw how they would start strong, but somehow down the line, they would depart. Today in the world, if you ask people, who determines the standard? Everybody will be like, it's what I like or it's what I want. But let us read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. People will always challenge us as Christians. And I want us to also challenge. In fact, you'll be surprised even in the church that quite a number of people, they have not settled their faith. They have not settled what they believe. You know? And if we are not careful, we're going to also join them in whatever. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, I will read. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. O Lord, I, Jeremiah, know that the way, the path, the right step by step of a man cannot be found inside of himself. It is not in man that walk to direct his own steps. I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in a man that is already in this world walking to actually instruct himself on how to walk. Jeremiah was saying all this, and he now prayed in verse 24, which is also what I want to say. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment. Not when you are angry, otherwise you will completely make me to become nothing. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. I know, God, that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in him that is walking to direct his steps. Verse 24. Therefore, my God, I pray that you will correct me, but please don't do it when you are angry. Because if you correct me when you are angry, you are more likely going to destroy me. So when people begin to say that the standard that we have to live by, it's coming from standard that people are coming with American style, American way, or it is westernized idea, then there is a challenge. How should we behave? Cultures are beginning to come into the Word of God. I want us to think about what Jeremiah is thinking here, and in fact, we can go deep into this just to understand why, who determines the kind of style of life we should live? Who determines it? Is it our parents? If our parents were born into all kinds of ideas, that's what they will always say. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul was writing to the people that live in Corinth. His goal was to explain to them the knowledge that must come from God. I will read from verse 3 to 4. It says, if the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of God, that is called preaching or gospel, the message from God, if people can't see it, if people can't understand it, if it is hidden to them that have not found the way of God. It is hidden to them that are lost. In these people, the God of this world the authority of this world, the knowledge or power of this world has made them in their minds not to believe. He says, if anybody says that the gospel, they can't see it. He says, it is because in their minds, the people of the world, they have closed their eyes to some things. And these things that are blocking them is by the gods, you know. And what are the gods? He says, it doesn't make them to believe. He said, as long as it makes them not to believe, they can't see the light. They won't see the light that comes from the message that Jesus brought. They can't see it. And this Christ, the light that shines on him, for Christ is the image of God. And it should shine unto them, but they won't see it. And it goes on to say, if we preach and they don't understand it, it's not because we are not telling the truth. So when people say that the gospel or the message of the scripture is old-fashioned and they are beginning to bring a lot of things into what we believe, that is a problem. I have a couple of questions that I hope we'll be able to search scriptures individually. But I want to first establish from what I read that if we think that the people in the world know better than us, or they can set a higher standard than the scriptures, or they know what is good or what is better. Because many people will tell me, why are you telling me how to dress? Why are you telling me what to eat? Why are you telling me who to like? Why are you telling me who I should relate with or how I should relate with people? It is because it is not in man to establish the standard. Man does not have the authority to dictate how things should be. God has the authority. And if God, as the book of Hebrews tells us, that God has at many times revealed himself to us through the prophets. So, I pray that the Spirit of God will help us to be able to stand every time in the name of Jesus. People always ask this question. You Christians, you always claim to know everything. Whenever they ask questions and you say, oh, because of what I believe, I don't think that is right. I don't believe that. They will say, you people just claim to know everything. But here is one scripture I want us to have in our mind. I believe we all know it. John chapter 8, verse 32. We all know that Jesus has actually responded to something. John 8, 32. Every time anybody asks us, why do you people believe you know the answer? Why do you think you have the right response? Why do you think you are okay, guys? John 8:32 should be one of our answers. Yes. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. When people say, how can you tell me that is the truth? How can you tell me you know the truth? One, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And then you're beginning to wonder. People say, okay, what is the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. So when people say, oh, you don't know the truth, they say, no, I know Jesus. I know he brought a gospel according to what 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says. He brought a gospel so that we can know God. And then he brought the instruction from God so that when we start studying what God has said, we can begin to know what is the standard that God is expecting from us. Because if we are not very careful, even sometimes the organization of the church will affect our doctrine. When it affects our doctrine or how we believe, we too will begin to fall for certain things. For certain things. I pray that Holy Spirit will help us. Let me start with a difficult problem. I have a couple of them. I don't even think we can finish it in 2 weeks. They're social problems. And every time you examine them from scriptures, you know, you always look like you don't know what you're doing, or people think that you are way out of line. Let's start with this. Let's start with a complicated one. that separates people when they vote in America. Abortion. You know, the reason why I'm bringing some of these issues is so that it's not for our church or because look at ourselves now. It is so that when we want to reach out to somebody, when we want to encourage someone to believe God, when people are in very difficult situation, they are going to make a decision. And you are there and they're saying, I don't know what I'm going to do now. Or they are about to make that decision. What is the scriptural information that you're going to share with them so that they can come to the truth of the knowledge of God? So, let me ask the question. What is the truth about abortion? With scriptures. Because I don't want us to just speak anything that church says or our doctrinal statement says from scriptures. How can we connect the dots? What is abortion? What is the truth about it? And I know this can be very controversial. Everything that I'm going to bring up will be controversial. But then the question is for us, we must be able to settle in my heart. This is what scripture, I have read it. I know it. If I'm not comfortable with it, it's a different problem. The fact that I know what it says is a different case. So let's start with that. What does scripture say about it? Is there any lesson or anything from God? Because now, let me throw it out and we can talk about it. Why is this even a problem? A lot of people, when they already have children, if for any reason they're pregnant again, they feel, you know what? One reason may be, I don't want to have any child anymore because I have enough, or I don't have enough money. That is a convenient problem. It could be because of advancement of science and technology. They decide or check and say, this baby is 1 month old in the womb, a fetus now, and say, we suspect that this baby will come out bad. So we have to take the baby out. Because abortion plainly is just, you know, moving the baby out of the womb before term. Or it could be some other conditions of life. We have heard of very strong cases. People will ask you, they want to challenge you to your face. Are you telling me that you are a Christian, you are against this thing? What if somebody had a situation of, say, rape, and it's family type of thing, incest, all kinds of things? Will you allow that to happen in the name of God? It doesn't matter how they pose the question to us. The first question is, what is the truth? Because, like I said, we must first establish the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in him that walks to make up what he should do. If truly God is the source of the truth, then we should be able to find something. And if we don't find the right answer in the Bible, then we should pray for God to give us the right answer. So, what is the scriptural foundation for any position we should take about abortion? I'm not saying yes or no, maybe or whatever. I want it to be like today we are searching for the first time what should be the scriptural foundation we should have. Thoughts? If it's only two things we can talk about today, I'm fine. I just want us to be, because this is going to be very difficult sessions. We're going to talk about difficult things. But these things are very difficult. It may not be for you. It may be somebody you will meet tomorrow that will be in this position. But you will have to either engage the person with the word of God, and you cannot use just head knowledge or theory to condemn or to encourage. And we have, many of us have probably been in the same situation because we say, no, not this time again. And so, what do we know? What do we believe? What is the scriptures that we have? You're free to search scripture if you want to. Yes, sir, please go ahead. Brother Moses, you may help up with microphone. Maybe we should start with women. They are the ones that people always look up to when it comes to serious issues like this. Yes, sir, you can go ahead, sir.